You know, I have a few things on my mind. I won't take long from Brother Philip, but in the book of Jonah, I thought about this a lot this weekend. I actually thought I'd be preaching on it this morning, and it didn't go that way, so it's still on my mind tonight. And there's four chapters in the book of Jonah, and in those four chapters, we can see Jonah going a different way on those four chapters. The first chapter, we all pretty much know what happens. The Lord instructs Jonah to go, and he goes the opposite direction. He doesn't want to listen to what the Lord's instructed him to do, and so he goes away from the Lord. And when he does, it ends up in a bad situation. He ends up in the storm in the sea. And one thing I find interesting is, when they come down, the other ones that are on the ship, they come to wake him up. And they're telling him that we're in this storm and he's sleeping. So many times I always used to think that if I was doing something wrong, if I was doing something that wasn't right with God, I would have a really bad feeling about it. And I would know because I just couldn't sleep, or I wouldn't have a good feeling about that. Jonah knew he wasn't doing something right, and yet he was sound asleep. You know what? We can't always wait and rely on ourselves, because if the Lord's already blessed us to know what we're supposed to do, and he's instructed him, just like he told Jonah, you need to go here, and he doesn't do it, we need to listen to what the Lord says. We don't have to read the Bible and say, well, I think the Bible says, yeah, I see what the Bible says, but I just don't know if that seems right. You know, if it's wrong, I'll know it. Well, if the Lord says and instructs us in his word that we're supposed to do one thing, that's what we're supposed to do. We don't need to put it to a test and see. You know what? Jonah put it to a test. Jonah ran from him, and he went the other direction, and he ends up, they're casting lots, and they see where the problem lies, and it's with Jonah. And they ask him, and they say, what is thy country? What people are thou? And in verse 9 he says, and he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. That's the same Lord we serve tonight. That's the Lord we serve tonight. That's why their prayers and the things that they were doing wasn't helping them. Because those prayers went to nothing. They went to false idols. They went to things that weren't going to be able to provide for them, to do anything for them. But you know what? The one who was sleeping underneath, the God that he served, the God that he was running from, that's the one that created that. That's the one that can cause it to be calm just like that. And he's the one. You know what? They had their eyes opened up. They realized once they cast him out into that sea and it goes calm, they realized that is the true God. That is the God right there. How many times have we been in our lives when someone will ask you about what you believe, or how you handle that, or how do you walk through that so well? And you tell them what you believe. You know, it happens at funerals all the time, of why they have Primitive Baptist preachers do funerals so often. They ask them to come and do services for a funeral so often. Why? Because we know it's not our call. We know it's not our judgment to decide if that person was going to heaven or hell based on something that he did. We know that the Lord had decided beforehand. We know that he chose it before the foundation of the world. And if he so loved him and chose him before the foundation of the world, you know what? It's not up to us. We can preach that, and we can preach that funeral, and I've never preached a funeral, but we could preach that funeral, and we can be at that funeral and have good feelings and think what we can, because we know that we're not the ones that are reliable and we're not the ones in charge to decide if he's going to heaven or not. And we might not have seen anything. But you know what? We can go to a story like the thief on the cross, and we can look at that story and those people that would have turned their back and walked away before they saw what happened right before his life was over, they would have missed it and would have left and thought that he was going to hell. But you know what? We get more of that story. And we get to see what happens, that the Lord told him he's going to have peace. That's how great it is. That's how great the Lord is that we serve. The same one that Jonah did. He said, my Lord is the one that is the God of heaven, and he created the sea and the dry land. That's the God we serve. So Jonah is going in the wrong direction. He's going away from God. They cast him. They don't know what they're going to do. They keep trying to rely on themselves to get out of it. And they can't. So they cast him overboard. And God had prepared a great fish and it swallows up Jonah. So then we get into chapter 2. And it says, and then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he had heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. There's no place that we can go and get to that God can't hear us. No matter how hard we might think we've fallen away from him, no matter how long it's been since we've been here, no matter how many Sundays we might have missed, no matter what it might be, God can hear us. Jonah shows us right there. God shows us in this illustration that Jonah's in the depths of hell. He's in the belly of this whale. He's encompassed by everything that is bad around him. And he feels like he's surrounded. He's so far away, but God hears him. You know, we can go back to Exodus and we can see that the Lord heard the cries of the Israelites. He heard them, and at that time he was hearing them. He was going to Moses and instructing Moses what he's going to do. You know, they didn't know he was going to get Moses right then, but he heard their cries and he went to Moses. You know what? It might not happen immediately that we realize that he hears our cries, but the Lord hears us no matter where we're at. If we look to him in sincerity and in truth, he will hear us. That's a great feeling to know. So when we start into chapter 2, Jonah is looking to the Lord. He's just went from running from the Lord, and we see how it ends up for him. It ends up that he's in the depths of a belly of a great fish. He's surrounded by the weeds and by the billows, and he's scared, and now he's looking to the Lord. And when we get to the end of chapter 2, it says, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah out onto the dry land. So he starts to look to the Lord, and he starts to pray to him and beg him for his mercies. And guess what? The Lord delivers. The Lord delivers him, and the fish vomits him out to the dry land. And what's immediately that he does? Chapter 3, it says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Jonah goes. Jonah heads that way, and I'll tell you where it says, preach it unto the preaching that I bid thee. So many times when you ask someone, when we were riding home today, Sister Laura asked me, she said, I thought we were going to hear about Jonah. And I said, well, that wasn't where my mind was. When we got up this morning and we got to church, that wasn't where it was. You know what? You pray that what you're preaching is going to be of the Lord, that you preach what he bids you. It might not always be easy. It might not always be something that is going to go over well with everyone. But you know what? If that's what the Lord puts on your heart, that's what you better preach. I know Brother Philip told me one time, he said, it's a lot easier to preach with someone what the people might not enjoy than to know what the Lord wants you to preach and not preach that and have to go home with that feeling. You know what? He went and he preached what the Lord bid him to preach. And what did they do? The people of Nineveh, They went right away. They fasted. They put sackcloth on. They sat in ashes. From the king all the way down to the least of them, they had no animals eating. And what happens? But God shows how great he is. He says, and God saw their works. This is in 3 and verse 10. And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. The city that was in such a bad way and going, not doing things like they ought to, they turned. And they even say they don't know what God is going to do, but they are putting forth effort. We don't even know what God is always going to answer. We might not feel like we're being delivered through it. We're not sure, but you know what? If God has laid this out to us on how we're supposed to respond, how we're supposed to act, then we need to. They did it. They're not sure how, what's going to happen. But you know what? God does. God knows what he's going to do. And he repented from the evil that he was going to bring down upon them. So now Jonah has went away from God. He's went to God. He's walked right with God in chapter 3 and in chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was in my own country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish. He says, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and a merciful, slow to anger, and a great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Jonah's upset with God. Jonah's upset with God for being merciful, for being gracious to these people. He didn't think they should have that mercy. You know, I was reading that and I was thinking about it, and there's times in my life where I've looked at someone and thought, why do they seem like they get so many blessings? Why does it seem like everything goes right for them? Why? Lord, you know how they act. You know what they are. You know what? I need to be thankful that God is merciful. I need to be thankful for that, because you know what? No matter what their sins are, no matter what they lack, I lack just as much. And maybe even more. But you know what? God shows me His mercies every day. He's gracious to me every day. We see that. The greatest blessing that we can all have here is to understand eternal salvation. And we understand it. And we have that. You know what? We have that because God was merciful to us. He sent His Son to pay a price that we could not pay, to do something for us that we did not deserve. That is great. But we don't ever have to feel like we know what someone else needs more than what God knows. Jonah has ran from God. He's looked to God. He's been right there with God, doing what God instructed him to do. And now he's thinking that he knows more than God. And he gets out in front of God and he thinks he knows what these people should have got. Well, you know what? We need to remember that God knows. And what He knows is best. And what He declares to us is right. So many times you can break this down in your life. You can look at these four chapters and ask yourself, right now, am I chapter 1? Am I chapter 2? Am I in chapter 3 or am I in chapter 4? What am I doing? I tell you, when I was thinking about this week, it's great to look at it and to ask as a church, where are we at? Where are we at as a church? Are we in chapter 1, 2, 3, or 4? So many times in the short time I've been in the church, I can see that things, when the Lord is so clear on what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to handle a situation, it doesn't always feel easy. It doesn't feel right. And you think, well, that can't be. That's kind of tough. Well, you know what? That's me being in chapter 4. That's me being in chapter 4 thinking I know more than what God has declared and what He's laid out for me, because He's already written it as plain as day. But it's not easy for me to follow, and so I think, I don't know if that's right. Well, you know what? We need to ask ourselves, what has God said? If that's what God said, we need to make sure we strive to be in chapter 2 and in chapter 3, that we're looking to God and we're walking right there with God. I pray that this next week that we have coming about us, that we each and every one of us can be right there walking with God. That we can be right there, Him by our side, and us doing what He's commanded us to do. I pray that these few thoughts have been a blessing to you.